Hello and welcome to Property Money Tree's Maximising Property Values, the once a month show where I break down the steps of how to recognise, enhance and then extract the values in property in order to create wealth. Would you like to find out how you can benefit from the steps of maximising property values? This is even if you don't own a property yet or have a deposit. If that's a yes, then you're in the right place to find out. My name is Patricia Ogunfaber, and although many know me for my work as a solicitor, on this show you will be getting the benefit of my 30 plus years worth of experience of maximising property values, experience which has given me a net worth in millions. So who might benefit from listening to this show? Literally anyone with an interest in creating property wealth. Welcome back. So just last month, I, together with my joint venture partner, Kerry Beckinsale, we bought through our joint venture company, we bought two properties. We completed on two properties that we bought in the Allsops auction of March, at the end of March. I'm only going to talk about one of them today, and then I'll talk about the other one next month or for next month. So the one that I'm going to talk about today is the one that is in New Cross. So it's on a busy road in New Cross Road, but it's just a stone's throw away from the tube station, and a couple of doors down the road is another flat similar to ours. So ours is a basement and first floor flat, and theirs is basement and first floor flat. Two bedrooms theirs, two bedrooms ours, and theirs is on the market for £600,000. Now, ours is going to look nicer than theirs because obviously we're doing it now. They did theirs a while ago, but still we are fixing our expected sale price. That's if we decide to sell, because we're not actually too sure whether or not we're going to sell or keep it, at 575. So when you are buying, what do you look for? What exactly is it that you look for? So with this particular flat, it has two rooms upstairs, so a front room, a lounge and a kitchen, and then downstairs it had has the two bedrooms, has a really big hallway downstairs. This is the basement flat, or basement level, and it also has a bathroom, again at basement level. Now, one very, very good thing about this is that although it has a basement level, that level at the back, the basement level, is completely level with the garden at the back. So the garden is a level garden, and the basement level is level with that garden. So when you're at the back, you don't feel as if there's a basement level at all, which is really good. To the front, however, there is a light well, which is like an area which is dug out in front of the windows to allow light to go into a basement room. But still, it's very, very, very bright. So one, although we do have a basement level, we don't also have the disadvantages that you normally have with a basement level. And then the massive hallway, which is downstairs at the basement level, we are going to be using as our kitchen. So the kitchen is going to be moved downstairs into the hallway. And then the current kitchen, because we haven't done any of the works, is going to become a bedroom. So we will therefore have three bedrooms. What we are also looking to do is put on suites in each of the bedrooms. And then we're also going to be opening up the lounge stroke kitchen area, because the lounge, the room that we intend to use as a lounge at the moment, is a bit small, but we're going to be opening it up and just making sure that anyone who comes there will find it extremely desirable. So because this flat is a leasehold flat, we need the freeholder's permission to actually do these works, but that permission cannot be unreasonably withheld. So we're relatively confident that we will get permission to do the works that we are intending to do. Fingers crossed though. And just for completeness, we won't need planning permission to carry out these changes because we're not making any changes to the external area of the property itself. We will definitely need building regs approval for the movement of the kitchen and also the creation of the en-suites, but we will definitely be getting that, so that in itself is not going to cause us any issues whatsoever. So if we do all of that, I have no doubt that we should be able to get a price well in excess of 600, but just for the purposes of working out our sums, we've gone for a 575. And what we also actually think is that we're not going to sell this immediately. We're going to keep it so that when the flat above us becomes available, we want to buy that one as well. And then we'll own the whole building. And why do we want to own the whole building? A number of reasons. One, the garden is massive, absolutely massive. But not only that, this is a mid-terrace Victorian property. So one end of the garden obviously abuts onto our building, but the other end of the garden abuts onto a different road. So we looked at this and thought, if we can get planning to build a house at the other end of the garden, that will make the land extremely valuable. Now, this is a flat, as I've said, so we don't own the land. But what is really good is that in the legals, the garden is owned by both flats equally. So we can't build on it and they can't build on it, which is what we want. So we are hoping to actually go to the freeholder to try and negotiate to buy all of the garden. And if we can buy all of the garden, we'll give the flat above a bit of the garden still to use, but then we will own the rear part of the garden, which is the bit that we're really interested in. So now all of this might take a while to get sorted, which is why we're thinking rather than sell, we might be better off actually just renting it out. We'll get really good rent there, especially if we can put the en-suites in. For that area, we're probably looking at about $1,300-$1,400 per month per room. Amazing. We'll make lots of money from it still, you know, irrespective of the high interest rates. And also, if we can then, when the other flat becomes available, if we can buy it, we'll own the whole building. It's like four stories high. And what we'll do is, rather than have the two flats that we have at the moment, we'll try and, you know, convert it into three flats. Also, if our attempts to buy from the land from the freeholder don't go that well, if we buy the other flat above, we effectively will gain the freehold as well and then do whatever we like with the land. Subject to planning, of course. But do you know what? This is a bit of a long game. And but these are the potentials that we saw in this particular flat. So, do you know, if you are, you know, one of these people, have you worked out how many exits we have with this particular property? And remember, even if we just put in one ensuite, it's going to add value. If we put in two, it's going to add even more value. And if we put in three, it then allows us to use the property as like a small HMO,
as long as we let it to people from the same family. So that's how we'd advertise it. And then, because it's in an Article 4 area, it's in Lewisham. And if they're all related, oh, no problems whatsoever. We would not need an HMO license, but we will do it up as an HMO just to cover ourselves and cover our backs. And then, yeah, we'll just see how it goes. Anyway, so that is what I wanted to share with you today, this month, and just to ask people. So last month, I talked about the property with at least 10 exits. How many exits does this particular one have? Okay, let's go through it. So we bought it for £320,000 in the auction. Now, if we did nothing and we were able to negotiate to buy the bit of land at the back, which the freeholder hopefully will sell to us for not too much money, we can then go get planning on that. And in fact, we don't even need to buy it. We can just go and get a pre-planning for it. If that is positive, we could put the whole thing back in an auction and sell it with those particular rights subject to consents. So that is one exit. Or we could just even put the property back in an auction. We got it really cheap. Our ceiling was 410. We got it for 320 plus costs. So again, stick it back in an auction, there would be money there. Okay, then we just do a refurb, a cheap refurb. If we did a cheap refurb, again, we'd make quite a bit of money. Okay, we do a high-end refurb, more money. We put one ensuite in, that's another exit. Two ensuites, yet another exit. Three ensuites, yet another exit. Leave the kitchen where it is. So all of these are dependent on the kitchen staying where it is, but moving the kitchen downstairs, turning it into a three bedroom, yet another exit. So, I'm not even going to go through all the exits with this one. It's a new one. It's something that we've not done our deep dive into, but you can see just by contemplating what the possibilities are, you can already see the number of exits that we've got. In fact, we're nearing 10 right now. And what is also really interesting is that, so two doors down, they put their garden on the market a few years ago in 2018, and the guide price was, yes, wait for it, drum roll, I'm not a drummer, £400,000, and that was just their garden. So we reckon, Kerry and I reckon, that if we're able to negotiate with the freeholder such that we own the garden, either a long lease or, completely, that garden on its own, we should be able to sell for at least £200,000. We don't know. It's very early days. We will keep you posted. So, keep coming back, and I will do another podcast to just keep everyone, fully up to date on where we are. But this one, like I said, we're going to play the long game. It's not something that's going to happen overnight, which is why we're thinking, do the works and then rent it out and then just wait. Wait for that, the top floor flat to come up, for sale, and also start to negotiate with the freeholder. And, we've got time, a year, 2 years, 3 years. Let's see how things go, but I will keep you posted. And then again, we might just decide to sell it immediately. but that is most unlikely. Have a great day, everyone, and see you next month.